Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan, and we've come out of retirement for a special episode.
Yes, we have.
Well, we weren't retired, we're just having a little break.
We're on pause. We have seen Hiding Behind
by Adam Kay at the Rockabilly Theatre.
And his company, Dreaming Child Productions.
Yes, so this is the second Dreaming Child / Adam Kay production we have seen this year. So, and I have been impressed both times. I think that this is a young man who certainly has something to say and is a talent to watch.
Yes, Adam Kay is an amazingly clever writer. He has a way of taking an idea and getting it down to its purest form and then putting that on stage.
Yeah, now this one is about the theatre, so it is especially appealing to those types, obviously not us, to those types who have an intimate, loving grounding in the theatre and all the, using my bunny ears, characters that live in the space, especially those with a liking for the bard.
Yes, this is an absurdist take on Hamlet.
So we have two characters, a repertory theatre
artistic director,
and the son of his former leading actor. The son has come in with a play that was that he'd written for this company, either depending on which version of the narrative you follow, because he was asked to or because he wanted to.
And it's a really interesting back and forth in the way that best absurdism is, that it's not always clear what is happening.
No, but it's always intriguing what is going on, because the version of events and the version of reality and the version of theatre that our artistic director believes in, and that of the son of his leading actor, is not the same. And as an audience, we're watching this game of ping pong / chess and going, what is going on? But always in this smart, snappy, a great observational way. And then midway through, there's a pivot. And suddenly a twist, all is revealed. And from then on in, it's absolutely a rollicking ride to the end.
Yes, and in a way that is clever without being self-indulgent or look at me, look at me, look at me. It's just, I know what I am and I'm going to do that effectively.
Yeah, I thought that there was a huge cleverness in the Hamlet adaptation, that you didn't really see that what was happening until quite a long way into it. And then it becomes crystal clear, and some of these things that just appeared like self-indulgent wank by a self-indulgent artistic director all fell into place. Our two performers on stage, both of them, Adam was one of them, both of them really captivating to watch. I was excited by this piece.
Yes, and it is the type of work that Brisbane needs. New emerging talent doing interesting things to push the medium of theatre forward.
Speaking of artistic work, yes, absolutely right. That's absolutely true. And, you know, a young voice, and being performed the same night that the Brisbane Festival is on and the Undercover Artist Festival is on, means that they did struggle to get a really big crowd through the door this time, which is a shame. But your bum can only be on so many seats at a time, and for a small independent show to compete against juggernauts is always going to be a big ask. But I am really confident that Hiding Behind will come back for another season. I'm really confident that 1+1, the performance from earlier in the year, will come back for another season, and you should watch out for them, because they are a guaranteed good night at the theatre.
Yes, and we will be back when we are back.
We haven't given her a rating. You forgot how this works.
I have forgotten how this works. It's been too long.
So, rating?
I think the very, very... I'm going to give it a high distinction. I was wavering, but I think a high distinction.
Yeah, look, it's definitely worth a distinction from me. It was its first outing, and for a first outing, extraordinary. Anyway, as you said, we'll be back when we're back.
Yes.
See ya.
Bye.